Union workers are set to strike against Boeing at 1 minute after midnight. A federal mediator had forced both sides to the table after the International Association of Machinists voted overwhelmingly to reject the company's new contract offer on Wednesday. The walkout was postponed for 48 hours in hopes of a last-minute agreement, but late today the union sent out an email to its workers that read, "The strike is on." From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
With more than 27,000 workers, the Machinists Union is the largest at Boeing, and a strike by its members would halt production at Boeing plants, something the company can ill afford. Boeing's order book for new planes is overflowing. Its flagship plane, the new 787, is already more than a year behind schedule. But while Boeing can't afford a lengthy walkout, it doesn't want to lock itself into a long-term contract that adds new fixed costs, and it doesn't want to limit its flexibility as to where planes will be built and by whom. The contract put forth by Boeing calls for an 11% wage increase over 3 years, increased pensions, and lump sum payments totaling several thousand dollars. Boeing calls it an outstanding offer, the best in the industry. But the union looks upon this contract very differently. Its leaders say it's time to play hardball and use the leverage they believe they have to get a better contract. On Wednesday evening at the main union hall in Seattle, shop stewards and other union members chanted and shouted and waved picket signs even before the votes were counted. The result was a stinging rebuke of Boeing's offer, with 87% voting to strike. News that the strike would be postponed for 48 hours brought jeers, hoots, and name-calling directed at union officials Mark Blondin and Tom Robleski.
Brothers and sisters, please hear us out. Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters.
Over the years, the union has worked with the company to improve productivity, and when times were tough, the IAM made concessions. Now the company is raking in billions of dollars in profits, and union members want a bigger piece of the pie. John Lopez Jr. is among those who rejected the contract and voted to strike.
The contract's unfair to all of our workers out there in the shop floor, the people that are about ready to retire, and the people that just started with the company. It doesn't respect anybody.
Machinists whose average wage is about $54,000 want a better economic package and a strong commitment to job security. Increasingly, Boeing is using outside contractors for work union members used to do. Asked about the talks that resumed late yesterday, Boeing's chief negotiator Doug Kite told reporters that Boeing's objective remained the same, to get a fair contract.
That is good for our employees, good for our business, rewards employees for the success they've helped create, yet keeps this company competitive for the long term.
But as with any contract, the devil is in the details. In this case, about 300 pages worth of details. When closed-door talks with a federal mediator began, the two sides remained far apart. The strike will begin at midnight. Weekend production work at Boeing 737, 787, and other jets will all come to a halt. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.